Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek will talk about the mitzvah Hashavat Aveda, returning a lost object to its rightful owner. The Torah tells us that when an object is lost, the person who finds it has to do all he can to find the right owner. He has to make a hachraza, he has to make an announcement, publicizing his find, hoping that the owner hears about it and will approach him to try and claim it. But before he gives the item back, he has to know that it really is owned by the person who's trying to claim that it's his. The person who's trying to get his item back has to identify it by giving some sort of unusual detail about it called a siman, an identifying mark. A regular item that has no identifying mark, a generic item, is not returned because it's not possible for the owner to identify it. When the owner has probably given up hope of finding the object is hefked, and anybody who has it is allowed to keep it. When the owner gives up hope, the term that we know that refers to giving up hope is yi'ush. Mishnah says, Elu metziot shelo, ve'elu hayav lehachriz. Mishnah says, which objects that a person finds is he allowed to keep? And which objects that he finds does he have to announce publicly and try and find the rightful owner? Elu metziot shelo, these are the objects that a person is allowed to keep. Matza perot mefuzarin ma'ot mefuzarot. If somebody found scattered produce or coins that were scattered, they have no siman. All these coins would look similar to other coins in town, and all produce pretty much looks alike. It wasn't bundled in any way that has an identifying mark that somebody would know. Here they're scattered. Or kerichot birshut harabim, where you found bundles of grain in a public area. People may have kicked them, they may have stepped on them, and therefore, even if they did have a siman, they would lose that siman very quickly by the trampling. Ve'igule devela, round fig cakes, which are very common in the times of the Mishnah. Everybody made fig cakes like this. They would take dry figs and press them tightly to each other to store them. This was very common, so therefore there's no identifying mark. Kikarot shel nahtom, loaves of bread from the bakery. All these breads looked the same as each other. Mahazorot shel dagim, strings of fish. Vahadichot shel basar, slices of meat. Pieces of raw wool that came not from the processing plant, but came regular from the province, straight from the farm. Va'anitze pishtan, or bundles of flax fiber. Ulshono shel argaman, tongues, different pieces, in other words, of purple wool. And all of these things that we just mentioned, hare elu shelo, the person who finds them is allowed to keep them. They have no siman. They don't have any identifying mark that's specific. And therefore, the owner has yi'ush. He gives up hope of ever finding it. And therefore, the person who finds it is entitled to keep it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, even if there's something not normal about what you find, you find something with a little bit of an irregularity to it, but that irregularity could have come about on its own. It wasn't necessarily something that the owner put on there. The person who found it is allowed to keep it, because that irregularity is not considered to be a siman, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree with that. Rabbi Yehuda omid, kol sheyesh bo shinui hayav lehachri. Says Rabbi Yehuda, any sort of irregularity on the item causes the person who finds the item to be obligated to announce in public, to try and find the rightful owner, even if the irregularity that's on there could have come about on its own and wasn't placed there purposely by the owner. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Matza igul uptocho heres. Let's say you found a igul devela, you found pressed figs, and there was a piece of pottery in it. Kikar uptocho ma'ot, or a loaf of bread and from a bakery, and there were coins in it. So in these two situations, even though the item that a person found was pretty generic, like we mentioned earlier in the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the igul devela, the fig cake, or the bread that came from the nahtom, the kikarot shel nahtom, where also that's generic and there's no identifying mark. But here there's a piece of pottery in the fig cake, and there's coins in the bread. So there's something strange going on here, and it's possible that the pottery was put there with the owner's knowledge, and it was possible that it was put there without the owner's knowledge. Same thing with the coin. Maybe the coin was put there on purpose, or maybe the coin fell into the dough accidentally. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? He says that these things are simanim. Since the owner has the ability possibly to identify them, maybe he's going to identify the lost cake or the loaf, and therefore the finder has to announce it publicly and try and return these items to the owner. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Like we said earlier, Rabbi Meir doesn't agree. He says this type of irregularity, there's no way of really calling that a siman. Therefore, the person who finds it is not obligated to return the object. Halacha is that if a Talmid Hacham, a scholar, says that he recognizes an object that was lost as his, we give it to him even with no siman. The ne'emanut of a Talmid Hacham, the trustworthiness of a scholar, somebody who doesn't lie about masao matan, about commerce, about business, so we believe him definitely if he says that a lost object is his. So if there's a place where Talmidei Hachamim live, where scholars live, and a person finds something, he has to announce it, even if there's no siman, because if a scholar approaches you and says, oh, I did lose that, then it's his, and we give it back to him. The Mishnah does say here that there are certain items that you do not need to announce, even in a town of Talmidei Hachamim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol Kele Anpodia, and Hayav Lehachri. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, any new vessel, a new keli that was unused, and therefore the rightful owner is not familiar with it, he's not accustomed to it, therefore he would never be able to recognize it. In those types of cases, if a person finds that type of object, he would never have to announce it, even if he's in a city of Talmidei Hachamim, because it's impossible that a Torah scholar would know and be so familiar with his own lost objects. He would never come and say, that's mine, because it's impossible. He just bought it. He doesn't have any really familiarity with it. So therefore, the person who finds it, let them keep it immediately.